Our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Now it was at the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Your fellow redeemed in Christ, the number of times left for our gatherings here in chapel for this academic year are now less than five. Some of you may never gather again here in your life. Some of you may continue for hundreds of more times. Regardless of the times left, the word from Jesus for you today is a word that remains true now and always. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. We hear the voice of the Good Shepherd as we hear Holy Scripture. This voice speaks a promise that Jesus gives to you. To hear and believe his word is to have eternal life and never to perish. That is a good word for you to take with you from this place of worship for today and for the rest of your life. This part of John chapter 10, despite the wonderful news of Jesus, our good shepherd, the one who lays down his life for the sheep, the one who is crucified for you, despite this, we are told of a major confrontation between Jesus and those who reject him. In fact, a few verses later in this chapter, we're told some tried to stone him for blasphemy. They would not succeed at this point, but we know later they would succeed in arresting him, slandering him with blasphemy, and arranging for his death sentence as a criminal on that wooden cross. Jesus divides people. We cannot get around that fact. You either believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, or you do not. There is no middle ground, no neutral position, not even apathy. For apathy is rejection, but in a lazy and pitiable way. I know that I speak for all of the administration, the staff, and the faculty here, that our prayer for you students is for you to know and believe this good shepherd. We know that there are only two ways, the way of life and the way of death. And Jesus tells you where life is found. I give them eternal life. Faith trusts this word of the Savior, and thereby you have eternal life. Do not doubt, do not wallow in apathy. Hear and believe. Jesus does anticipate for you to have enemies when you confess him. In John 16, part of the long catechesis Jesus gives his disciples that night of his betrayal, Jesus said, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Trial and trouble as followers of Jesus should not surprise us. But again, Jesus has overcome the world. In the text before us here in John 10, Jesus put it in a little different way when he said, They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. The Father is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Now, who are the them Jesus speaks of? You are the sheep who hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Jesus knows you, and you follow him. Jesus follows this up with a promise. No one will ever snatch you out of his hand. And to emphasize even more what this means, Jesus teaches of his unity with the Father. No one can take them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And here we get to the real offense that many would hear from Jesus with these words. He claims to be one with the Father, that is, equally divine, equally God. Here is where his enemies find his blasphemy. They do not believe. They ask Jesus to tell them who he is. He replies, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you." You either believe or you do not. As Jesus explained in Matthew 12, when he was accused of being a demon in league with Satan, he said, "He who is not with me is against me." And so it is still today. Psalm 95 points to this. "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." The Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Mary, speaks to you today. You hear his word. You hear his promise, a promise of life, a promise of protection. He knows you, and he laid down his life for you. Now, it might be frightening to think of Jesus knowing you. He knows your thoughts, your words, everything about you. And that can easily lead us to shame and guilt. But remember this: while you were still sinners, Jesus died for you. He doesn't wait for you to measure up to his standards. He doesn't wait until you prove that you're worthy of him shedding his blood for you. He knows you, and he cares for you, and he desires you to be and to remain one of the lambs of his flock, a lamb to be carried to safety, protected from enemies, and brought safely to eternal life. This is your Good Shepherd. "O draw me, Savior, ere to thee, so shall I run and never tire. With gracious words still comfort me. Be thou my hope, my sole desire. Free me from every guilt and fear. No sin can harm if thou art near. Still let thy love point out my way, what wondrous things thy love hath wrought. Still lead me, lest I go astray. Direct my work, inspire my thought. And if I fall, soon may I hear thy voice and know that love is near. Amen." And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.